Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, on this opening to the opening that I do into my phone, you'll hear me say a lot, 9 days to Fresco, 9 days to Fresco, 9 days to Fresco. It's actually 14. It is actually 14. That's right. For me, it's 9 when we'll record it in the barn, but for you, it's 14. Okay? 14 days to Fresco. By the way, it's my birthday, the day we're recording it. Best birthday present I ever got. Okay, now here's the opening.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd. If he says potato salad or swear to God. Those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Oh my God, it's 9 days to Fresco in the UN in the barn. Wow. 9 days. Can I tell you something? I'm serious. My safe word to George Carlin. Oh, by the way, I'm sitting here with John Brand Wagner.
Hello, everybody.
And I am so excited. I get excited. It's fun. I enjoy doing stand-up. I'm not saying like I'm sitting around my house doing nothing. But I'm talking about like extra excited. Like first time I saw Disneyland. That's how excited I am that Andy Frasco is going to be playing in the barn. And I love it. Oh, I'm going to make it like a big... I'm going to treat like the minute you walk in my front door, it's like if I had a Frasco glass Christmas. You know, we just come in, hot chocolate. We're going to make the whole night. It's going to be like, shut the fuck up.
Happy Honda Days.
Happy Honda Days. Seriously. That's, by the way, we want to thank Honda for getting Andy Frasco here. So, happy Honda Days. I think it's funny that I'm freaking out. Like, can you imagine me during the day? John, what is the saxophone player's name? Say it. Say
Ernie,
it.
Ernie?
But say it quicker.
Ernie.
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 If he walks in here, you extend your hand out and you say, nice. Wow, no. It's all fun. We're all so excited. Seriously. And let me tell you something. If there's any Andy Frasco fans that he said, go over and listen into the opening of the Todd Glass Show, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Okay? We'll try to keep it nice for you. But I am very excited. 9 days, Andy, that energy, it's so fucking Christmas out in there. You know, oh, it's just going to be everything I want it to. I want to make mushroom tea. I want to crowd surf. If I can get enough people in that barn, I might be able to crowd surf in there. And I've always wanted to crowd surf. Have you ever crowd surfed, John?
I believe so.
Wow. John Bram Wagner. How about that name? Right? Which guys are going to be here? I don't know. Is it... Now, do not... John, do you hear me?
Yes.
Do not... If you said... What is it called? What's the name of the whole band?
Andy Frasco and the UN.
Okay. Okay. The other day, I thought I heard someone put an S at the end of it. You know who was saying Andy Frasco and the UNs? Honestly?
I don't know. They probably got fired.
It was me.
I don't know.
It was. Oh, God. I'm laughing at my own jokes. Do you have your train whistle? Do you have your... Okay, when Andy Frasco walks in the front door, we make him feel... What do we do when Andy Frasco gets... And then when whichever UN comes, what do? Oh, the UN is here, ladies and gentlemen. Look, it's Ernie. And let me tell you something. Just in case, we're also going to be fun, but not like... We're not... We get it. We're not idiots. Oh, it's going to be so much. I can't wait. I might sleep back there. I'm going to start sleeping back there until 9 days to Frasco.
That's tonight.
8 days to Frasco.
That's tomorrow night.
7 days to Frasco.
That's the day after tomorrow night.
6 days to Frasco.
You're committed to this.
Get on the Frasco train, fuckers! Wow. And you know what? I'm comfortable enough. I don't feel shy to be able to say, hey, would you do... I want to... There's a few songs. I mean, you know, I have a few standards I want. Oh, is it going to be... Okay. I don't want to keep going off and about it, but it's 9 days to Frasco. We're getting songs ready. I'm sorry. I'm fine.
No,
I feel like it's not going to be perfect for Andy Frasco. I mean, I want to have it be perfect for him.
I think Andy Frasco is the kind of guy that doesn't need something to be perfect. He doesn't cherish something being imperfect.
You're right. Oh, thank you. That makes me feel better.
The more you let go and just go with the...
The more I let go, I'm
going to... Respond to it.
If I get too upset and try to make it perfect, that's the opposite of the energy he wants. Oh my God, I'm creating the opposite energy that Andy Frasco would want. I'm a horrible person.
No, Todd, you're not horrible.
Oh, you're right. Let me ask you one more question. Is my fake crying? I'm asking you, this is Todd Glass now. Is my fake crying good or bad?
It's so good.
It's good.
Best fake cry I've ever heard.
How many more of his listeners do you think are still hanging out? How many of his listeners came over and he goes, hey, go listen to the open of the Todd Glass show? Let me tell you something. If anyone's more excited than me, I want to fucking meet him. I'm sick of this shit and I'm sick of the disrespect I get. Wow. Get on the Glass Frasco holiday birthday train. Okay, that's all we got. Wow. It's fun to have something to have fun about.
Happy Honda Days.
Happy Honda Days. We love you.
It's a good show.
Whoa, what a difference. Happy Honda Days.
Happy Honda Days, everybody.
Happy Honda Days. Happy Honda Days. Happy Honda Days.
Happy Honda Days from here at Todd Glass Studios to you.
Honda, a truly great company. They know how to do it right.
Show, you probably hear the mingling of people. There's an affair. There's a sliced turkey. Right now, imagine Jeff Tate. He's walking around. He's saying hi to people.
Happy Honda Days.
Happy Honda Days.
Happy Honda Days.
Happy Honda Days.
God bless us, everyone. Honda.
When we come back, everyone will be seated. I need to take a break so I can boss everybody around where to sit. Okay, we'll be back. All right.
Everybody, it's Jeff Tate is seated in the house, everybody. Wow. Come on, it's Jeff Tate. Crazy. Of course I make a big deal. Of course I make a big deal. Jeff Tate. Wow. Stop. All right, listen. I'm very excited. There is a this place is decked out for Christmas. Like past the point of you know, what you can imagine. Aristotle's here. John Bram Wagner is here. Wow, I like it. I like it. I like it. Hold on. Let me get organized. Dari is here. We wrote you a song. Hannah is here. Hannah's sitting right over there, everybody. Hannah's right over there. We got little
Hannah,
bouncy.
Hannah.
You know it.
Hannah.
You know it. Hannah. You know it. I'm gonna be honest, we just ad-libbed that song. I know I tried to sell it as that we had a professional do it, but I should be honest about that. We also did something for Jason. You know, you like to make people, you Jason, sing their name.
Jason.
Oh, it sounds a little the same, actually. Wow.
Jason.
Shut the fuck up. Jason Benny. Ba 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 da ba da ba ba da ba da ba ba da ba. That's where I do a show. Sure, I know what I'm doing. It's a professional show. It's not a shit festival. I think people come in. Oh, what's going on? Yeah, I fucking run it. This is the real thing.
You know.
Wise men say only Jeff. Tate.
Jeff, how are you?
After all that, you wait till I take a drink?
I know. I swear to God, I thought that. I go, am I a moron? I talked for 30 minutes straight. The poor guy sits there patiently, takes a sip. And by the way, I've never seen Gatorade. I've never seen Gatorade look so nice. What is that, Gatorade?
Yeah.
I've never seen it in a bottle. Like, let me tell you something, and I'm not afraid to say it. I don't think this is being over the top with it, liking presentation. I think this is just common sense. It's like, you can go to the dollar store. I've said it a million times. If you just know how to throw shit together, you know what you're doing. It looks cool. Buy a sheet, cover a table. You get it. The Gatorade, to me, the bottles of Gatorade at my family's house, I thought it was a joke. Hey, let me tell you something. I can justifiably complain because I didn't really say anything. I just, because you would think, see, you don't know me if you think I walk around and going, with like a matter of fact, like it's my house and I own. No, I get it. I'm in that situation. I'm a different person. But I create a table in the dining room. I go, hey, no soda bottles in here. Okay, no big deal. Gatorade bottles. I will show you pictures. Every fucking place you look, it's the most ugly, uncreative, belching bottle. These plastic and they're orange and they're red. Do I like Gatorade? Yes. I love Gatorade. That's not my point. But that bottle, you can't even make pretend it's nice.
Hey, can we cut this out? I'm sponsored by Gatorade.
Oh. You know what? I would. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Here's what I would do for you. This is how much I love you. Bring up Gatorade. Remember, the same thing happened to me. That's what really happened in my real life was with the Gatorade. But you say, Gatorade. Could you, Todd, do you mind going in and saying something else to our sponsor? Here's what I would do for you. What did you mention? Gatorade?
Yeah, Gatorade.
Oh, I love it. I really do. I do. So you know what? Is it the worst thing in the world to think a company, you know, they give a lot of money back to like the rainforest and a lot of a good stuff. And I love the colors. They're like bright and just something about it. I love it. I really love it.
I can't tell if I like the flavor or the way the bottles look.
I love the way the bottles look.
They really add
I
something.
Was just, this. I swear to God.
I took a bunch to my family's Christmas.
They're nice.
Yeah.
They're nice.
You can fill them up with like colored
fill
rocks.
Fill them up.
After.
Thank you. Afterwards, it's a very, you know how some bottles look just nice aesthetically?
Yeah.
The company gets it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Would that be bad? Would that be Two Face?
No, that would be good.
All right, let me stop everything.
It's not Two Face if it's for money.
Sounds like a Johnny Cash song waiting to happen. All right, listen. Can I talk about
because
something?
Because I said money? So you thought of Johnny Cash?
No,
because
you said it's okay to do it for money. Like, it's okay. It's not a creative. You're not Jeopardy. You're not, what do you call it when you have your own self?
Listen, Todd.
You know what I'm saying?
Before we get any further.
Wait, hold on.
Hang on. I was under the impression you told me. I would usually let you, because I'm a professional host.
Okay, I'm going to. I want to go first.
Okay, you go first.
Let me
you
go. No.
No, I want
to. You know what? And I'm not just saying this to do it to be a dick. You go first.
Like, I don't want it to go too far.
Go first. Go first. Go first.
Okay.
I'm a big man. I'm a bigger man than you. I'm such a bigger man. So disgusting.
Oh, no. Well, then you go.
Well, no, I don't want to go because you're going to do the same thing I did to you to me.
No, if it's going to be a referendum on our character, then you go first. I was under the impression this was a shit festival.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, you texted me come to my shit festival.
Oh, I did. I forgot.
It's like a professional show. You're going to spring on me this is a professional show?
I was saying it was a
shit festival?
It's a shit. Have you ever been to a shit festival?
Oh, yeah. I book a lot of them.
Anyway, we hope you're having a good time. It's our Christmas episode, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't we put some reverb in my voice and shut the fuck up? Start spreading the. All right. Enough of that. This is not a show that I do this. Everything I do in my show lately, I don't like.
You know what I just realized, too, is that I don't think there's ever been more literal bells and whistles on the show.
You know what you need it these days? People need a lot of bells and whistles. People, times are tough. Times are tough for people. I don't think people get it. I don't think people, some get it. Some people are stressed the fuck out. And they, you know, things are going to get better, but people are stressed the fuck out. They need bells and whistles. That's why I got the train whistles. People need them. Please. Enough. I mean, call my agent, Stephanie Schlitzface.
No, don't.
How you doing?
Give out her number.
Do you mind if I start on the piano and do a song in honor that
we
Andy...
haven't started yet?
No, I mean, just that was a cold opening. That's a good show,
yeah.
Right? If that's a cold opening, no. From a don't look at
did
like
I
I'm
ever tell you my
that,
idea?
Okay. Most shows, what we just did, would that be a show with most shows?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, me and you, it's like that's
nothing.
That's like coming out of commercial. They come in a little early. They show us just shitting around. Now we do
sure
a show. Where's the microphone? Honestly. I swear to God. I swear to the Lord above, I didn't even know we were recording the show. Why would I swear to a God? Why would I swear to a God that could injure me? Strike me dead right now. Strike me dead if I'm lying. Strike me dead. Strike me dead. Strike me dead. Strike me dead. God, strike me dead.
To...
Yo, if anybody in this room that holds on to that you could do have any power, not that you believe, but if anyone's holding on to, no, he can literally make things happen. Strike me dead. Don't you fucking owe it to the motherfucker in this room that wants it to happen, that does believe that God has power. Strike me dead for that person. Do something for once, right on target, not in weird ways. Strike me the fuck dead right now and give the person in this room, and I think it's Eric, that still believes that there's a God and he can do things, strike me dead. Do something once for somebody that's so clear. No, you won't.
Bye. I feel good. Todd, I'm left-handed now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like ever since you did that thing about God. Maybe that's what Mysterio is like, well, whatever. I'll just make this guy left-handed. Will you believe then?
Yeah, well, how do I know you? Give me a thing.
I'll write my name.
Well, I know, but I didn't know you. Well, all right. I knew you were going this. All right, so hold on. Do we have a pen, actually? You know why I'm laughing, because I was going to go. I don't know. Go ahead. So you were left. Okay, so you're saying you were always right-handed.
Always right-handed until you taunted the Lord.
Yes, I will admit that would be an act of definite.
He's writing, like, obviously he's never written with his left hand.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. That looked like you were writing with a hand you've never written with.
Right, it's been a long time. I usually text.
Okay.
I just became left-handed.
Yeah,
just
but,
now.
But you said God did it.
God did it right now. He didn't make me good at it. That was the first time I ever did it.
That is so great. Oh, God, I think that's as funny as I think it is. Of course we stop and celebrate. Other shows, the host just starts talking. Somebody just said something funny. Everybody shut the fuck up.
Ryan Regan.
Wow.
Again. What's his name? It's Bonefest.
Wow, I think Brian Regan wants to do the podcast. A lot of people are leaving messages.
Wow. Crazy.
This is a one-way phone tag.
Wow.
If you don't want me to do the podcast, just...
It's Brian Regan.
I don't know. Let me know that.
Brian, can you hear me?
No, it's a message.
That's a message? How'd you get that to happen?
He started to cry. He wants to do the podcast. No, I don't. This bit doesn't make sense because I love
him. Let him do
even
the
in
podcast?
A bit, I don't want him to not do the podcast. Like, even in a fake bit, I don't want to have a bit where it involves me not wanting him on the podcast because it wouldn't be a world I would live in. So I hope he's saying nice things about me, that pile of shit.
Can I have those drops for my podcast?
On bass, Johnny Pepperton. He's a, not the comedian. Not the comedian.
But close.
I'd like to have a whole one man show.
That's your improv is you're so bad at names.
I got it.
Rob.
I got
Reagan.
It. I got it. You have a bad improv troupe and the thing that you're worse at, everyone knows the theme of it. Like it's let's say you do it tried in a 50 seat theater, that all the sketches, you're called the bad example improv troupe. So whenever you need an example, You, it's like, oh, and then...
Right, when you're like, trying to do an improv sketch and you have to come up with a name.
That isn't tied to
right?
some other
you're
destruction.
Like,
right,
it's
right.
My friend Borge Washington.
Well, no, I'm not. That's just cheating. Is that wrong? Is that wrong?
How is that cheating?
That's right. Sure, it's a professional show. We have a bass player in here. I'm so
that
nervous.
Was a bass?
Yeah, you never heard bass, but wasn't it? What was it? Let me play
it
again.
I think it was the keyboards.
Oh, keyboards, sure. Oh, you want me to play the keyboards?
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay.
Yeah,
please.
Nah, I feel like you're just saying it.
No, please.
You know what? I'm going to just go take my life.
Play the keyboard. No, don't take your life. Play the keyboards, please, Todd.
No.
Todd.
Guys, I know you're just saying it.
What are the options?
No, I think you're just saying it.
You're almost there.
Guys, I know what you're doing. You know that I want to sing, so you're just saying it. I appreciate it.
Oh, but you're so beautiful.
Wait, is it?
I don't want you to sing like I'm not a...
You sing or...
Sing! Come on, do it! Do it!
John, are you being serious?
I'm being so serious.
You seriously want me to sing? Like
oh,
if there was
like
a line...
nothing else.
Yes.
What do you want to sing?
Well, let me just get. I mean, I guess I could come over.
Do you know any songs?
Oh, he's going to the keyboard.
Been here? Oh, I guess there is. Somebody must have stopped by and put the right amount of reverb in here. You can never get enough reverb. That was my first country hit. Jeff Tate, we're going to have so much fun tonight, you don't even understand. Because I'm about to sing a song right now, and then we're going to start the show.
Sweet Caroline.
Wow. It's funny how life turns out. I wish I was doing a bit. The weather. I'm not to George Carlin. I'm not doing a bit. That's why I love that word. Hold on.
Then just stop playing the song. It feels like you're compelled to.
But
why
I don't
are you
know
still
what
playing?
This is.
But you're
weather
playing
outside
it.
Outside is frightful. No. Oh, help
fire
me! Stop the music.
So
stop the music. I mean, I'll stop the music. I'm playing the music. It doesn't even make any sense. Why would it say stop the music if I was playing the music?
Stop the presses.
I don't want to do this. I had a nice song. It was about everybody.
Play the song.
No, for
come
real,
on,
for real.
Sing.
Well, all right, I have something better. I feel overwhelmed. All right, let me get a drink of water because I'm going to go nice and slow.
You know what my favorite television show would be?
Which
it would be called? It would be called the Todd Glass. What if this was a show?
That would be fun every week, right?
Every week.
What
you
if this was a show?
It.
Yeah, you do what you want. The
I
whole
can't
premise
believe
is
you're watching
that
this.
I just create my own world. And the thing is, I'm glad this isn't a show. Because if it was a show, it would suck. They would say, oh, you have to do this. They wouldn't let us play guess the... So I don't know. I haven't flushed it all out. Most of the time, I go into meetings at the networks. And I talk, and then I just start crying.
Okay,
I'll
be a network.
And then Alex has to get me out of the room.
Well,
no,
maybe you're not.
You want to act like you're...
I want to hear your pitch, man. Maybe it's your delivery. Maybe there's something about
well,
your
first thing I do, I come in. I know you're going to think I'm lying, but I swear to God I'm not. First thing I do, just to establish... I go, let's cut the fucking shit.
I like that. I like that.
Is that
a lot of times there's a lot of shit that needs cut.
Everybody's talking. You know what? Some people like it, I think, because they're like, yeah, this guy gets it. We could talk about the weekend, how good it was, but most people don't give a shit. So Moon and I go, let's just agree, cut the fucking shit, and let's fucking rock and roll, you fucking motherfuckers.
I'm already
And then
board.
Right away, they're like, this guy gets it. Like, he's...
yeah. No, I like it. So far, I like it. I don't
Hannah,
see what your problem
is.
And
if you say anything to Alex... I swear to God, you don't know what'll happen to you.
No, who are you talking to? It's just the two of us. This is my office.
Oh, my God. This is just me and you. Hey, I wish this was just happening
I'm
in my head.
Network.
You know why? I wouldn't have to clean up afterwards. If it was just in my head, I'd be fine. Let me tell you something. I first of all, I don't wish what I'm about to say on anybody. You'll get the absurdity of it. But if I was in a situation where I was just happy and everything in my head was the way I wanted it, but I'm sitting in a corner, I'm fine. Like, if I'm sitting in a corner, but I'm picturing everything perfect and clean and nice, and then I'm just picturing it, but really I'm sitting in my own shit, I don't care.
Are you talking about daydreaming? Or
no, I'm talking about
going
in induced state for life. I'm in a mental institution.
Like, you're like Dr. Leo Marvin at the end of What About Bob, where you just can't talk anymore.
Well, yeah. But the problem is muscles.
But, like, in a good way.
Well, is there a good way?
You go
way?
Into, like, a weird coma thing, but in a good way.
Yes, the absurd part.
Like a Todd's coma.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll be back right after this. Jeff, my new interview
That's
style.
A good plug.
And I appreciate it. Don't we have any stings for him?
Oh, do we ever?
Oh, you like you like Barney Miller. We found out last time. Wow, you sure you play it up? Here. Are you kidding me?
Wow, that smoke machine's really going off.
Wow. Thank you. I love train whistle. Aristotle, give all the train whistle you want tonight. I know you've been taking lessons. Wow. Huh, we have a fun show. People need this. Anything. People are sending people here in groves. They're going, yeah, stop. Stop what you want to talk. Go listen to the Todd Glass Show. People go, they fucking need it because things are falling apart right now.
Right, they're doing this like clear. They're like, cut it out. Go listen to the Todd Glass Show. You're like, but that's my aunt.
Right, I don't need medicine. You know,
she's
I haven't taken any
kids.
Medicine in 30 years. Tomorrow,
tomorrow you have 30 years. You're off medicine.
I'm off medicine. What was that? No one heard
it's
that.
Probably just something from the
let
smoke
me calm
machine.
Down.
Put your headphones on.
Oh yeah. All right, let me just say hi.
To who?
To you. You're here, right? Shut up. God damn you, Jeff. Shut up, dude. It's not, now I can't mention anybody. God, no one's here. Did we learn it? Enough. I know.
Enough.
See, even I know when it's enough. I'm one step ahead of everybody. Right now, there's one listener going, he's right, it was enough. I'll do what I want. You don't tell me what to do. Right. I think it's enough. Maybe I want to go on. Maybe I think with me and you go back and forth. We make funny sounds, and in between, he plays the drums. I think that's... Do you know I had a bird? True story. Bird, a parrot went into someone's house. He goes, "Hey, you fucking idiot!"
Yeah.
Now I know that birds.
I mean, that's
not
like a bad neighborhood.
Burns. It's not saying.
Was that bird in a bad neighborhood?
No, it was a nice neighborhood. Thank you for the train whistle. Thank you for the boing. I never forget my members in the band. When you give me a boing, I thank you for your boing. If you give me that, I give you a thank you for that. Anything I can get, a train whistle, a bing, a bang, a boom. This is the type of show I have now, and I'm proud of it. I used to be in disgust. I go to these podcast festivals. They go, "Oh, Todd, do you have your Didgeridoo 2000 that makes the clacking sound?" I go, "Yeah, you're just jealous you don't."
Did you go to the shit festival?
I went to the comedy shit festival. Hold on. There's something I was definitely getting at. I want to be honest that there's something I was going towards and I want to remember to say. It was about something specific. It was about...
The parrot.
The parrot. Yeah. Thank you. So I go in the person's house, the parrot goes, "Hey, you fucking idiot." No, I know they're just repeating things. It's not me. I'm not an idiot. I'm going to take it personally at first. And then I go, that is the best ever. Go, no, you with the blue jacket. Now, already I'm one step ahead of you. I thought they could teach it crazy shit. I don't know. And then I go, all right, I'm laughing. They go, why are you laughing? You're a comic. You've been doing comedy 32 years. That shit comedy podcast. I'm like, I think I went over and I punched the fucking parrot in the face.
Yeah?
That's the end of the story. And I felt bad because they had a little speaker in the cage.
Oh, yeah, so it was just one of the people?
Dope and rocking. Sure, I have a fun show. Youngest audience on the mid-century side. They did all the science and the stats came in. All the stats came in and all the science. Youngest show demographics. And every on the chat, this is like a definite, like in a upscale since 10 years ago the most.
Yeah?
That's pretty cool. No, admit it. You understand what I just said? I don't think you do.
No, I do. I'm a network executive.
Would you like me to play the piano? Oh, I did play the piano already.
You did.
I'm glad it's
over.
You
played it so well, you couldn't figure out how to sing to it. And you also couldn't figure out how to stop playing it.
Well, let me tell you something. It's not as easy as you think.
No, I don't know how to play the piano.
You can't just stop playing or you can get your hands caught.
Yeah, you gotta cool down.
You got
a cool down period or your fingers lock up.
Did you pour beer on your fingers?
Well, that's what people do that play instruments. I feel that it's just you get drunk, like you pour beer in your hand, then you play the piano. You're like, oh, let me play the piano, and then you start playing the piano.
I think that's a load of shit.
You pour beer in your hand, and then you just go up and down, up and down, up and down.
No, I think that's fake. I think that's people pretending.
Do we have the up and down from the, what was it from, shit. I want to remember. Pause there.
How
stop.
Are you doing that?
Stop
You're
everything.
So far away
stop
from
everything.
The piano.
We used it last week on the piano. Oh, it's Mr. Rogers. It's Mr. Rogers. This looks like a guy with poor beer. I know the sound effect. People picture him. Yeah, that's how I picture it. Just the guy's like, I don't know. I pour beer in my hand, then I get sloppy. And then people are like, they go, Ernie, are you whatever the guy's name is, are you an idiot? There's musical key. He goes, I don't think so. I'll just pour beer in my hands. And then people are like, he's doing it. And they know he's never played. He's like, no, wait. Try to tell me that doesn't make sense. I'm just going to pour beer in my hands. There's notes and there's it's not, I'm not understanding the any respect for music at all. Try to explain that to me. I'm your cousin. You know what I mean?
Happy feeling.
You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to sing, I think I'll make a snappy new day. I'm gonna eat some peanut butter sandwiches, mama. Listen, I have a serious show, and that's not the shit I do. I'm stopping. Right now, I just got to... Wow, it's coming down. How you doing?
I'm scared of the rain.
Are you scared of the rain?
I don't like driving in it.
I don't blame you. I have no... Because I tell you, I feel I have no footing.
Yeah. Ooh, it's really you probably down. Could use some new tires.
Oh, you're saying... But are you... Let's say you're in a...
I just take an Uber.
I'm trying to get your severity of how much you... I really don't like driving in the rain. If you have brand new tires, and then are you scared? Then do you not like it, or is it just right now?
Now, what I don't like is actual thunderstorms. It doesn't thunderstorm here that often.
It's romantic.
I'm scared of tornadoes. That's what
I'm
scared of.
Oh, me? Are you kidding me? I've never been in one.
I'm
petrified of things you can't even imagine.
When I was 12.
Being tortured? I'm petrified of being tortured. Of course, everybody is, but I thought about it. I would not do well. Just whatever you want, I'll give it to you. My mom's over there. Go kill it. Don't touch my nose. Please don't pour water on my nose for 8 hours straight. My mother's hiding in the bedroom. What do you want to know? My baby's under the sofa. Just don't tie my foot together and punch me.
And then you can just...
I don't like that baby
thing. I held out
thing.
As long as I could, Mom.
That's fine. It's not nice. I would hope I would have more guts than that. That's the point. I don't want to edit that out because it's too much work. But I will say that I've grown since it. Everything I just said doesn't really make sense. I didn't think it made sense that I was saying it, but now I think even less.
I don't think that's possible.
How you doing? It's my new interview style. I bring you right back to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, man, I saw a tornado when I was 12.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question to George Carlin? I want to hear the story. Can we play light Christmas music underneath just to keep it in a fun mood? Just so light, like little less.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
It was in June, though.
And you were 12 years old.
Yeah.
And do you know it's coming? Are you all like scared that it's coming?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't that scared because I didn't know. I don't think I knew what it was yet. But it was, and then it was like one town over, and that town is gone now. It never was a town again.
Really?
Yeah. After that day, it
but
was
how
gone.
Like how much of a formulated town?
I mean, it probably had like 400 people.
And wow.
Well, when you only have 400 people and then you knock down the post office and the gas station,
it's hard to rebuild.
You might as well just fucking be another town, right? Like,
yeah.
It's you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to incorporate it or whatever anymore.
Yeah. I heard they put a Home Depot up.
Yeah, Home Depot.
They're a sponsor. I don't know. Probably bag product placement. But.
Right? I mean, Home Depot and Gatorade.
I know. I love it. I think Lowe's, their new slogan should be, "We're better than Home Depot, but not so much anymore."
Not so much yet.
The service here at Lowe's is better than Home Depot, but not so much anymore, but we're still a little better. Because it's true. It was amazing. In the beginning when Lowe's opened, I'm like, they fucking figured it out. It doesn't take... They go, we'll do the same thing, but we'll just be crazy on service. We'll just be crazy with service. Look, here's the way I look at a big store like that, and I believe it could work, maybe better. Every aisle is a store. So the deal should be that someone should put this... that every aisle has to have at least one person. That's a store. You put a store out of business, then that's okay. Look, we go forward. But that you should at least be able to employ one person. So one aisle is literally a little hardware store. So you put those hardware stores out of business. So every aisle, if an aisle is the same thing in both aisles, no, one is enough. But pretty much every aisle should have to have an employee that never leaves. Like, that's your store. Maybe pretend you're the store. Would you leave it? What would you do if you had to go to the bathroom? You'd get cover for somebody. That is the type of... And then you'd get crazy service. Because Lowe's was that in a weird way. When they opened, if you're going, Todd, what you just said doesn't make sense. It did happen. It was Lowe's in the beginning when they come into an area and then they decline. Maybe they know something I don't. And you know what? Doesn't it sound funny to say that? I hope they hear this. Or what do they know that I don't? That people like shitty service? You figured out you can come in and give people what they want and then they'll come anyway, so who gives a fuck? We noticed the decline. We know it. We're not fucking idiots. We see what you do. You come in, you make it nice, and then you go, fuck everybody. We'll just make it shitty again. What am I upset about? I love Lowe's. They're a sponsor. I feel like I probably crossed the line.
There's enough people that would...
I love Lowe's.
That would disagree with you based simply on the fact that things would cost like a penny more.
Oh, I know. That's
like,
what I'm saying. It's doable.
There's enough fucking idiots. No, I know, but there's enough fucking idiots. There's not enough people like you.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll take a compliment. Would you?
Oh, wait. I might have said it. Maybe it was the tone. It wasn't supposed to be a compliment.
Oh, you know what?
I'm kidding.
No. Listen, can we joke anymore?
It wasn't supposed to be complimentary. It was. We're just ordinary people. You guys ever see that? hang on. When I worked at Best Buy, I was in charge of the appliances.
Did you get anything free, if you know what I mean?
Did I steal from Best Buy?
How dare you? You know what? Maybe you have some shit life.
Of course,
but I
know.
Of course, I did too.
Right? That Zelda.
I didn't even work there.
I got there early and stashed it.
What did you say?
That Zelda game for the Nintendo 64 came out while I was working there. It was a big deal.
Ocarina of Time or Majora's Mask?
Is that true? And you took one?
I didn't. I stashed it so I could buy it. Like, I had to buy it.
Oh, okay. But that's no big deal.
No, but
that's
I
could forgive you for that. I wouldn't even do something like that, but for you, I get it. Meanwhile, I've done worse. No, I stole from a lady. I grabbed her purse and fought for her. That's if you think I don't know what's worse anymore. You know,
it
you
was
do
in World War II. Well,
you
I mean,
do
it was
your
in
thing.
The 40s.
What if somebody tells you a story? What you just did is, yeah, we all grow, we learn. It's like, yeah, you could go, it wasn't right, but anyway, hey, I'd be honest, I took money when I worked at Dairy Queen. I'm not proud of it, but I was younger and I needed it. And then you
I mean,
have
she was a queen.
And then as you get older, hopefully you develop a different relationship with how it all works, and you're not fooling any. It just
I
everything. I get it, you know. But hey, I'm not a saint. That's not my point. But my point is,
wait, you're not a. This isn't a saint festival.
What did I want to talk about? I can't.
No, stop it. I was about to do that. Now I have to do the. What was I talking about?
Oh, okay.
What was I talking about?
What was? Yeah, who's going to help him and who's going to help me? Please help me.
Oh,
my heart.
Was I still talking about this? No,
heart.
I never stole anything from
I'm
Best saying, Buy.
I'm having a heart attack.
But here's the thing that you would like to know.
What was
Best Buy
about?
Does
oh,
not
Buy.
Pay commission.
I don't know anything
so,
about them.
No, I know. But here's I know you like to know about deals.
So, how dare you? I know what you mean too, and so do our listeners.
Yeah.
Don't play Havana Gila.
No. At Best Buy, there is a minimum price they're allowed to sell the thing for. So if you want to get some back and forth, But most people just don't know that. So they just go, oh, $400, okay. And then, but if they go, what if I give you $350? Then you could look in the book and it told you like how far you could get it to go down.
You know what's funny? I learned that, but not in the beginning either. I never realized that. There were other places I knew you could haggle. Like there's certain places you go, but there's some places we've all had it, maybe some of us had happened where you go, oh, you're allowed to haggle there? You know what, on haggling, you know how much I'll haggle? Almost nothing. Here's what I do. I go, I ask, they always tell you what it is, I accept it. It's not worth for another $10. I had a friend that would sit there and arm wrestle a guy. Just go, oh, is there any, can they do a little better than that? If that's the deal, he goes, no, we could probably do it for this. I go, okay. If I wanted it in the first price, it was pretty good. So other people, how about another $250 and I get to spit at your face? That story really didn't go anywhere.
When I worked there, I would sell everything for whatever the lowest price was, no matter what
good.
Anybody said.
You should. What do you
and then when the manager would say something to me, I'd be like, oh, it was a tough week. Everyone was a real ball buster this week. I never even went to college, man. How am I supposed to win these fridge battles? And then I quit on Black Friday.
Did you really?
I walked out.
I quit a job too once.
On Black Friday?
No. Well, how do they react to that? Or do you have to call them, or do you text them? Or
no, I was there already. I walked out because I had to work the first shift.
Wait, you had
to be there at 5 a.m.
And then you walked out.
Yeah, and I was working from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And what time was it when you left?
Noon.
Sure, I asked good questions, asshole.
Right, noon. But here's why: the guy who was supposed to come in at 10 just didn't show up, and then the guy who was coming in at 2. Called at noon and was like, I'm not going to be there until 5. And I was like, well, I leave at 2 and that guy didn't show up. And he goes, well, if you're not, then you got to stay. And I was like, I'm not fucking staying until 5. I got here at 5. How are you 5 hours away? You can't be here until 5. It's noon. You're 5 hours away right now? Did you go to Pittsburgh and you just didn't know? What the fuck are you talking?
You said that to him?
Yeah. Like, how are you 5 hours away?
Who was it you were talking to?
It was my supervisor, whatever, the captain of the appliances. he goes, if you're not there at 5, then you're fired. And I was like, I'm gonna get fired at 5? Then why would I stay until 2? If I knew I was getting fired at 5, like, why would I even finish my shift?
Wait.
And he goes, you better be there at 5. And so I just hung up on him, and then I called over the thing. I said, I need some managers, 2 appliances, some. I said some. Not all of them, but definitely not just one. We're going to need a couple because there's a lot of people here. And I said, everybody, some managers will be right with you. And then I left.
Wow.
And then my mom goes, why are you? You're supposed to be at work until, why are you home so early? And I said, I got fired at 5.
Oh.
And she goes, then where have you been? And I was like, no, the next 5. Like, I got fired at 5 o'clock later. I got fired.
Where were you all that time then?
No, I was about to get fired. I was 5 hours from getting fired.
Are you lying?
No, this is a true story.
No, I don't mean to your parents. Are you telling them the truth?
No, I just told her. I told her everything I said to you. But
But the truth is, you didn't get fired. You didn't quit. Oh, you said you got fired.
No, I mean, he was going to fire me at 5 if I wasn't there at 5, and I knew I wasn't going to be there at 5.
So what happened? So you got fired, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I learned a very valuable lesson the next week because I geared myself up to go in and get my last check, and I figured people were going to yell at me. And then nobody said anything. That was the lesson. Nobody gives a fuck about anybody.
Yeah, now they didn't have to deal with you. They didn't want to, like...
Didn't have to deal with me. I was moving product.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you deal with me? Like, I was a loose cannon. I was a pleasure to work with. I had the same word. One time I asked... Little Todd Glass Show. I got a question for you. One time I asked my dad, I said, why does anybody show up to the last day of work? And he goes, character. I was like, ew. I said, you didn't just fucking diss me, did you? And I fake punched him.
And then you go, did you say character? And he goes, no, I said cake.
Oh, yeah,
they usually get you a cake on your last day. If they liked it.
Wow. Shut the fuck up. You guys make it fun. They do. They add a lot to the show. Well, people are stressed out. I keep telling everybody. I've been doing everything I can do. Now when I talk, I hold my glasses in my right hand because I think that adds to the show. Look at me holding my glasses in my right hand as I say things. I mean, doesn't it, if it was a close-up of me and it was a movie about my podcast, it would be like... my life story, you know, showing the podcast years in the studio. They better make it fucking nice. I might kill myself. Am I famous enough if I kill myself, they might do a documentary. If it takes killing myself, I'll kill myself to get a documentary made.
Todd, here's
but I would hate it if I killed myself and then they didn't do one. I'd be so mad.
We definitely do an episode of Suicide Buddies.
Here's what'll happen, Todd. You are just famous enough that if you kill yourself,
it would happen.
Marin would rerun the episode. that you were on.
Everybody, you gotta smoke play, them cigarettes. Oh, it's our new branding. It's our new branding. We got the thing. All right, we had technical difficulties. Ernie Chang on sax, Sean Eccles on guitar. These two gentlemen are part of Andy Frasco in the UN and 16th. I'll talk about it on the opening of the show. I think I already did. But I've never been more excited for something in my entire life. To George Carlin.
Ever?
Yes, ever. I've had fun things happen. My parents bought me a Himalayan cat. So I don't want to brag. Hemingway. I fucking love that cat. He was so cool.
Did you name him Hemingway because it sounded like Himalayan?
I don't know why. I just thought Himalayan.
Big beards.
No, because he's a Himalayan. They sounded. I don't know. I don't know if I even picked the name now, to be honest with you, but I might have.
Hemingway's a good name for a cat because it's like,
yeah,
it's fun enough to know, but you don't really want to say it a lot.
He would bite the kittens when they had kittens.
Oh, fun.
And then we'd go Hemingway and he'd start licking them. It was so funny. We loved it. Anyway, those days are gone. Hemingway's still alive. He's 48. He lives in a shelter. His head is being kept alive with cotton balls. His one eyeball is taking light movement. So that's we don't want to let go. You never can hold on too much. Wow. My manager's assistant is here, Dari. And can I say something?
Yeah.
That you just signed your first client
today,
right?
He said that right? Horrible thing about...
No. He just signed his first person. Who is it?
She's a comedian, Suba.
I love it. Yeah. Greatness is going down right now on the Todd Glass Show. Bum, 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 bum. Where's our trumpet player? Where's our trumpet player? We celebrate Dari and his future success. Ladies and gentlemen, a trumpet roll, please. Here it is. Wow. Live in the studio. And Dari, we heard that you signed a client. Client to you, sign the client, sign the client. To be honest, we ad-libbed that one, just on full disclosure. That wasn't a pre-done written one where a professional does it.
Wait, how did I know the words then?
Well, that's why I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wait a second, why is Jeff singing along over there? And I don't, wow, gosh, that's JJ, our trumpet player.
I thought the Beatles wrote a song about this. Listen, they were very ahead of their time.
The Beatles were.
They knew about this day.
Do you like the Beatles?
No, I find them boring and pedantic.
Right. Shut up already.
Right.
Stop telling everybody what we should do.
I want to hold your hand.
Yeah, you know what
just
I want to do?
Just ask her.
Ask her.
Say if she
ask
says her. Yes or no. Respect her wishes.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. I want to hold your hand.
There's
good, go.
There's only 7 days in a week, you dumb motherfuckers.
All right.
8 days a week?
Thank
you're crazy.
You. I just kiss your ass, whatever you say. Sure.
Anyway.
All right, let's stop talking, because what we have to say, I think we need to think about things. What the fuck? I know how to come in and out. I know how to run a show. That's why I abruptly start talking about it. Why do you think out of nowhere I just started talking about how professional I am? Because I try to give Aristotle easy ins with the edits. No. Boo, back from this. Sure, we were talking about that. Then we change. Sometimes you go talk about another direction. So what I'd like to do right now is... what? Yeah, I'd like to... Joe sent in a song. Joe's been in a little bit of a funk. He's been in a little bit of funk. I think he wrote me an email.
Joe
I know.
McKenzie?
He goes, yeah. He said the songs really cheer me up to make them for the show. And I was like, I started to get emotional. I swear. I started to get emotional. I was like, wow, he puts a lot of thought into the songs.
But emotion, I mean, which emotions?
Well, because I think the show means a lot to him, and he hasn't been able to send stuff in. So he just sent this in and said it's a Christmas song. He said he
Have
feels
you not
like
even
he,
heard it yet?
I haven't heard it yet. He said he got in
touch. Oh, this is a live, this is a debut.
Honest to God. He goes, honest and he said he got in touch with a sillier side. And I love that. I love that he got in touch with it. He underlined silly like 100 times. It was adorable. So he
it really
he,
looked like
he
write, I would have said
hey for any
scratched.
Assholes out there yeah he writes emails to me and then he takes a picture of it
he handwrites it
he handwrites it takes a picture and emails it to me
picture?
So yeah he does it he was able to underline it
like if the Zodiac Killer was on Snapchat
right thank you thanks for livening up the show I love Joe McKenzie I love everything he does I really do
well I'm already on board.
Suck on my cock.
Whoa.
Oh. First time for you.
Oh.
So
oh.
Here's
oh.
what you do.
Okay.
Don't suit me and strip me
oh.
and show
oh.
me you care.
Okay, this is.
Oh, okay.
Don't go ripping out my pubic.
All right, oh. this. Oh.
Oh.
No, I like it.
I like it.
Pull at my cock.
All right, this is. No, I think that's just.
Okay.
I like
oh, this is now vile. No, no, I like it. I like it.
I think this is a great song.
Let it breathe. Let it breathe. Let it breathe. You know what? We're probably being.
My headphones
this
went
is,
out.
Oh, oh,
I can't hear anything.
Oh, this is. Oh, oh God. Oh God. No, this is just.
I like the. I like
this
the
is,
song.
This is not
I'm
even.
A fan.
This is. This is just.
I'm a fan.
Oh,
Joe,
oh.
Just
right, is there anything we could do? Is there anything? Is there anything we could do?
I don't have any volume. In my
okay,
headphones.
Let's. Is there something
Sorry,
we could do?
My
okay, Aristotle, is there anything we could do? This is disgusting. The guy just said, "Suck on my cock." Is it the type of show I want? Honestly,
Wait,
is there anything we could do?
Can we call Joe?
Can we call Joe? We don't know how to stop the song.
Is the song
and
like
this,
a virus?
It's a virus. Joe put a virus in our
our head.
Hold on, let me try this lever. I went outside in the barn and I'm done that bit. Why do I have to make it make sense? I'm done doing it. I didn't
run,
like.
Run from the bit.
Yes, thank you.
Run from the bit.
All right, stop everything. I feel like I want to calm down. You can't rev this high. I mean, I can, but.
What? Red wow. line? Are you like those motorcycle racers?
I just had a big, to be honest, it served as a thirsty drink and a liquor drink, so I took extra, but I had a Jack and 7-Up. I liked it. Did you, you having it too, right?
I loved it.
Do you normally have it?
No, never.
I don't either. I think maybe I've had it once before, but I forgot, oh, you really?
I like to mix my Jack Daniels with Gatorade.
I love Gatorade. Oh,
all right. And
the bottles, they couldn't make them look more earthy. I don't care who you gave it to, what artist you gave it to. By the way, if I owned a company, I'd think about that. You know what? I bet I'm wrong. Most people would not buy it if it looked anything like an appealing. It wouldn't be more money to make it the color more appealing or the. People like I like it, man. You know, I like a drink.
Well, a lot of this is just
I don't know if
nature.
Anything I'm saying.
What
true.
Do you mean? How are you going to change the color of this?
I'm talking
stuff?
About
it's
the
very
bottle.
Natural.
Yeah, well, it is.
Well, the bottle. That's just what color bottles. Have you ever been to a bottle? Have you seen a bottle tree?
I've seen
bottles I've grow in the ocean. You didn't know that? There's an island made of them.
By the way, can I?
We just go there and get them.
I did
right?
see the washing up on shore. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. They
sure.
just come
oh,
from the
they're
ocean.
Like seashells now. I
yeah.
thought I was always depressed when I saw them.
That's,
what if you're that
wait,
much
what
of
do you,
a?
Wait, what do you think a seashell is? Those are seashells.
Oh yeah, sure.
Bottles, you fill them with Gatorade?
No, bottles a seashell. Same thing.
Seashell bottle.
It's funny they have two different names for the same thing. That's what
like,
I do if
I
ran
it's
a
homonym.
If I ran into someone like you who was lied to their whole life, I would go, oh yeah, and then back
about
away.
About what? What was
you
that
back
like
away?
To?
You know you have to back away from people that are crazy. You know
what? Is that what
if,
people
if anyone
backed back, away from me?
One time I was at a party, this girl, this is a true story, backed away from me. I went, I'm not crazy.
And then she
I caught her backing away from me because I was being silly and she wasn't like she didn't even get it. And she started back away from me. I go, oh, my God, she's back. I wasn't aggressive, though, because why would I do that? Then it only reassures that they should be backing away from me. I was like, but I did point it out. I go, you don't think you need to back away from me? And then she took a swing at me. I ducked. I punched her right in her vagina.
Todd, I watched this I watched an episode of Dr. Phil, and he said in that situation, if you want to show him you're not crazy, lunge towards them.
You should lunge towards
them. Yeah, really eliminate that space that they're backing up from. They're creating space. You need to eliminate that space. Dr. Phil said, you lunge right at him, let him know, I'm not crazy, and I'm also not going away.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something that's nice to do? Oh, my God, he's going to knife us. Can I tell you... Can you do me a favor? At least you know I'm being honest and I'm not full of shit. Can you repeat the last thing you just said? Because I got lost. At least you know I'm being genuine, right? Don't you think that's better than me trying to fake it? It's not easy to do that. I mean, it takes a real man. It takes a hell of a guy like me. I started over-rewarding myself. No, what was the last thing you said? And I'm being totally genuine.
I mean,
to George Garland.
Let's open that table up to the floor.
Dr. Phil.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Phil said... If someone is backing away from you, to show them that you're not crazy, you're supposed to lunge right at them.
Oh,
and that shows
the
them,
worst thing of the
I'm
world.
Not crazy, and I'm also not going away.
Yes. Because those two things are known instantaneously.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a second, he is crazy because he's lunging at me.
You're going to have to
Walking
leave the party to get away from me, lady.
Dari, he's at the show. Dari, he's at the show. Dari, he's at the show. He just signed his first client. I know he's not lying. I know it's real cool. A doo 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 doo. Ba 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 ba. Tomorrow you'll be back in the booth. They have booths. I've seen them. They have booths, and Alex goes, stay in that booth. I know he listens. You know, you forget when you call your manager that most of the time, I don't know what, probably.
I don't have
I'm going to manage you. I'm going to start a management company right now. Guys, aren't I a good manager?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're
no, seriously. No.
Sign that.
Be critical Totes thinking Malone. For him. Do you think I would serve? Don't just agree because it's my podcast. If you be honest with me. Did you think I should be his manager?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to manage you, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take 50%, and that's the way you know I'll be wanting as much as you. If I'm only taking 10%, what the fuck do I want with 10%? If I'm making 50%, that's a lot of fucking money. I'll admit it. But then I'll fucking work for you because your money will be my money. Every fucking penny you make, I'll make. And I like to make a lot of fucking money. I like to work really hard. But you know what? When I work fucking hard, I like to get a lot of fucking money. I'll be honest. And the amount I work, 20% do it. If you're not happy, you're not happy. But I think after 1 year, you're going to go, you know what? I do pay him 50% and he's fucking worth it. Every fucking penny. Let me earn it. I'll take 50%. We'll be in this together and I'll put you on the map. And I'm going to know exactly what to do for you. You don't think I lay in bed at night thinking of ideas? Of course I do. You know the way I am. I imagine what that room would be like. I imagine, what would I do with Jeff Tate? What if I had money to spend on people and invest in people? Who would I invest in? And I think of you, and I have very specific, clean ideas. And don't worry, it's not crazy. Because what the fuck am I doing for your career if my ideas don't help you be who you were going to be? The ideas I have for you, you're going to go, you know what? These are good fucking ideas that show he knows who I am. And I'm going to fucking do that. And it's going to be amazing, and we're going to go out there together. And that is why there was an edit in the music, because we make mistakes. That's why you heard a glitch in the song.
I didn't hear any edit in the music. That edit seemed perfect to me.
Okay. People are going to go back and listen, and you're going to be right. Wow, you got me, Aristotle. America,
Aristotle.
So close. Stop the band. You guys were off. Stop the band. Stop the band. Stop the fucking band. This is embarrassing. Okay, you fucking idiot. Stop the band. Stop. What the fuck is wrong with you? I say stop and you play more instruments like you're a bunch of a... Why is a horn player? Stop the band. Seriously. I have a fucking guest sitting in front of me. Stop the band. Stop the band. Stop the band. Okay, drummer, cease playing. How hard is that to understand? Stop playing. Stop hitting the cowbell. I'm going to come home and I'm going to take that fucking bitch stick, and I'm not a violent person. I'm going to, if you hit the cowboy one more time, cowbell, I'm going to stick it up your ass. I'm going to stick it up. You, okay, you taunting me? One more time. I'm going to give you four times. The third time, I'm going to come over. I'm going to take that fucking cymbal and jam it right up your fucking ass until you bleed out in front of this goddamn studio. Stop the band. Why are you playing pre-recorded tracks? That literally takes to turn something on. I get if you're off a note one night. I get it. We all miss. Why are you playing the Rocky theme? Stop playing. Stop. 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 Okay, you guys are doing a good job. I'm the nicest person in the world. The guy that could, after all that, go, you know what, you guys, it's not as easy as you think. Jeff.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.